getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hello, my name's Mike Ford, and I'm the pastor at Life Community Church in Kirkland. We exist to reach people with the message of God's love, a church where everyone is valued and welcome, to help people grow and be transformed into the likeness of Jesus, a church where everyone is changed, and to make an impact in our community and world by loving and serving others, a church where everyone is making a difference. If you're looking for a church, you're welcome to join us for worship on any Sunday at 10 a.m. You can find out more about us on our website at lifekirkland.org. Anyways, I am honored and excited to be sharing with you today the pastor's perspective. I have a question for you. Are you living life at a pace that allows you to love God and to love others? I can honestly say that my pace of life is an obstacle to my ability to love God and to love others very well. My busy life and lifestyle often keep me from doing what I want to do and to do what I know what I should do. Do you ever feel like that, that your life is just too busy? We live our lives by what has been called the tyranny of the urgent. Whatever is urgent is what gets done, and when we live by the urgent, when our priorities are determined by the urgent, then our lives don't match up with our intentions. Jesus tells us that there's a different way to live, though. In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, we have the story that comes right after the story of the Good Samaritan that teaches us the great commandment to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love our neighbor as ourself. This is the story that's right after that to teaching. Again, Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. Says this, it says, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him, Jesus, and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Martha, distracted by the preparations for hosting Jesus, misses out on the time with Jesus. She is rushed and missed out on the main thing, even though she was doing good things. I love what pastor and author John Ortberg says, and he got this from his mentor, Dallas Willard. He says that hurry is the great enemy of the spiritual life in our day. You see, love and hurry, they don't go well together, because love always takes time, and time is the one thing that hurried people don't have. What Martha was doing wasn't bad. She was serving Jesus. But Jesus said she was missing the main thing. Jesus is saying that we need to say no to some good things to center our lives around the main thing. Sometimes we need to say no to some good things so that we can say yes to the main things. Remember, this is the story that comes right after Jesus tells us what the main thing is, to love God and to love your neighbor. Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, which culturally is not what she should be doing at that time. Martha is doing what is culturally appropriate by being in the kitchen and serving. Mary is going against the culture and focusing on what the main thing is. Culturally today, we live in a society that tells us that we need to do more, to get more, to be busy, to keep up with the Joneses. But sometimes we need to go against the culture by creating space for the main thing, our relationship with Jesus and others. That means living at a pace where we are present with Jesus and present with those around us who God has called us to love, our neighbors. This has become countercultural. If we are going to love God and love our neighbors well, we have to make time. And for many of us, that means that we are going to have to say no to things, even to some good things, things that maybe even everyone else is doing. When Michelangelo was given a block to create his statue of David, he said that he just removed everything that wasn't a masterpiece. That is the heart of what and how Jesus wants to live. It's that there are all of these different things and options that are around us that we can choose to be engaged with. We need to learn to remove the things that are not at the core of what God wants us to do or be involved in. You never look at Jesus in his life and say, wow, he was really hurried. And at the same time, you never look at Jesus and say, man, he should have got a lot more done. Jesus had a healthy pace to his life. He had healthy rhythms. People wanted to hear more of him, and yet he knew when to retreat and be still. Jesus got a lot done, but his life was never hurried. He had time for people and for conversations. We have got to learn to say no to some things so that we can say yes to Jesus and the great commandment, the main thing. Jesus asked Martha to even say no to some ministry and serving to sit and be centered around him. Maybe God is calling you to give up something so you can make room for the main thing of loving God and others well.
You've been listening to Pastor Mike Ford of Life Community Church in Kirkland. For more details about the church, visit them online at lifekirkland.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.